Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, a development, particularly on a day, one of the biggest days of the year, and taking something that some people consider rather boring and making it into a holiday, making it into a big deal. They're claiming in Pittsburgh the NFL draft will bring in $19 million. Preposterous. All these entities, not just the NFL, that say that stuff, I never have seen it. But I just saw that the FCC now is zoning in on their antitrust exemption of the NFL around the issue of all these services you'd have to pay if you wanted to see X number of games. The NFL's pushback is, you know, if we negotiated 32 teams, if they did that, then it would be worse. I don't know if that's the case or not. We'd have to crunch the numbers and see all that, or more confusion, more chaos, which might be the case versus the NFL doing it. But the FCC is actually looking at the NFL for what they are. They're just the NFL. And these 32 teams, in my view, and the draft is proof of this, they can call me as an expert witness, they are just like the home offices, 32 franchises of Coca-Cola or Ford Motor Company. They're the outpost. Now, they do a great job of the illusion of competition. That's all true. But technically, legally, they're one entity. Is that not the case? And the FCC is looking at it and saying, well, wait a minute, why would they get an antitrust exemption? I think the big thing that this plays out politically, it's just like Ticketmaster to me. Can you make the case we're on your side when it comes to affordability? Republicans are, the Trump administration, versus the other side that says affordability but doesn't do anything about it. Then you see the soccer thing. You know, we've been over that with FIFA. Hey, Democrats, you made the deal with it. They are corrupt beyond belief. But to go $150 or $80 for the bus to get to the stadium, that's ridiculous. True. But you made the deal with them. Well, Murphy did. People made the deal with them, and that's where we are. So I'm looking here in Pennsylvania, just as an example. Yesterday, the Pennsylvania Democrat Senators Group, here is their affordability thing. So how in the world is this affordability? They would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. They would expand the state's free school breakfast program to include free lunch. They would expand the child care credit. They would give more student debt relief. In other words, people not paying back their student loans. That's their plan. Here's what the Republicans countered with right here in Pennsylvania. As an example, the contrast of these two. What would Republicans do that would increase affordability? They would lower the state personal income tax from 3.07 to 2.99 for 6 months. Hey, Republicans, how about this? How about this, guys? Do we have to do everything? How about lowering that from 3.07 to 2? Oh, my God. That would be outrageous. How about saying, why the hell do we need it to start with? Florida does it. Oh, my God. The roads, the potholes. Yeah, I have an answer for that. Take a look at the roads now and the potholes. Give me a break. They would suspend the gas tax for 6 months. Why are they not out there making the case during this then? Why? They say it. They put it on paper, but they're not making the case. Suspend taxes on electricity and telecommunications for 6 months. All right. There is a clear contrast there. But Democrats, because of the media, are able to talk all day about affordability. Those things are not about affordability. They're about more government programs. How can you get away with saying we are going to give more so-called relief on student loan debt? You think that's popular in America? Now, the people that it influences, you know, and some that have okay, I get that. But there is such an easy case to be made. So you're telling people that didn't go to college, or even more importantly, a lot of this is grad school stuff. You're telling them they should have to pay for people who did that. I just think Republicans got to be more aggressive on this affordability. They're not aggressive enough. And one sign of it, they ought to be asking to be on with us around the clock. If they're too stupid to recognize we're the biggest, easiest vehicle, they don't have to go to a TV studio. They can be driving and be on a phone. Then that indicates they're not all out. This isn't to the death. Democrats recognize these things, even though these things that they're proposing are not affordability. They drive up costs. All right, so I'm all on board. I think the case is clear with the FCC and the NFL. I think that, jokingly, I said, well, Trump will settle if they change the kickoff rule. Maybe that's not so much of a joke. But Brandon Carr, you know, due to some back and forth here, is not necessarily the key messenger on this with the NFL. But as I say every year on draft day, and I realize it's like I'm raining on the parade. In Henry's camp, it's more right. People that follow NFL football, either they don't follow this closely enough, or they don't get the premise. No one should be able to draft you and tell you where you have to go. Since they're this one entity that has antitrust exemptions, they shouldn't be able to draft people and tell them where they have to go. Otherwise, you're locked out. That's it. In the whole enterprise. I guess somebody could make the case, well, you can play for one of these penny ante leagues. Is that really the same thing? I don't think anybody would dare to sue in the, well, what they do is they say they're not going to play then, and they want to go to a different city. They're fine with being drafted, but it's by a different city. I resent the draft. I resent the whole idea of it. I do. I can't look the other way. I think it's inconsistent. But I get it. I get the argument, well, if you don't have the draft, then the good players might only go to certain places. I don't think that's fully what would happen, but you're right. Now, I know, Henry, I think you said you could go to Buffalo, but I think that's rare. I don't think a lot of people want to go to Buffalo. I don't think they're going to look at the quarterback and everything. They don't want to go to Buffalo. It's not a garden spot. Would everybody want to go to Miami? I don't think so. Some would, you know. Might be nice to play in a climate like that, but I don't know that that would happen. Sometimes they like a coach. Sometimes they think.
Right. So that's why they go to Buffalo.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then the argument is you don't need to draft people. They ought to be able to make their own decisions. Why is this the one place where you're drafted illegally?
Illegally.
Well, it is. That's why
you have to sign up for it. They're not going into it, right. You know, against their will. They could just be an undrafted
It's a restraint of your right to offer your services out there, and the NFL gets an antitrust exemption. That's what the FCC is talking about.
Interesting.
Here. Yeah. Yeah. Again, they're one end. I think the NFL, in their defense, I get it. They're saying, well, if we had the 32 teams, and I think they're right about this, all decide to strike up deals with all these streaming services, that might be more chaotic. So we do it. Well, why do you do it? Because you're all one enterprise. That's why. That's the point. You're not individual anything. But they're clever about it. They're artful. And America wants it. It's crack cocaine. So people listening now are saying, come on, Dom, you're right, but we want it. That's it. Is there another thing like this, like the NFL, that people want? I wouldn't do it for a side question because it's not necessarily a fun thing. Is there another enterprise that people want, but really is socialism, corporate welfare, corporate socialism? That's what it is. They're all in it together. Is there something else conservatives want and you're willing to put up with it? Henry, do you think there is something else? I'm not sure what it is. This is the biggest of all time.
I mean, you go that way for all the sports leagues, pretty much.
Yeah, well, right. But I'm talking about other than pro sports.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying to think.
The NFL just happens to be the biggest, it seems to me, where this, you know, is possible. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else that we want enough, if you're a conservative, to say, I'll put up with that. I mean, okay, Ticketmaster, it's not socialism, it's corporate welfare. They're a monopoly. And the White House is choked on this. It's now up to the states to fight them. The White House ought to be fighting it. I don't know what the inside deal is. But Ticketmaster, Live Nation, they're a monopoly. And you can't have a monopoly. Public schools. There are some dimwits out there, mainly on the left. They'll put up with public schools. They're a monopoly. Well, they try to be a complete monopoly. We've stopped them. But In general, we all pay for them. They're a monopoly. They're a failed monopoly that America doesn't want, but they're a monopoly. They're an unpleasant monopoly. The NFL is a pleasant monopoly. Yeah, we want it, Tom. Come on. Let me go to Michael in Wilmington. I have to ask him. The other day, we asked him about Mike Vrabel, who, by the way, now pictures have surfaced. I just saw a mediate of the two of them together at a bar, apparently kissing. It's up well before
2020,
this.
Yeah.
He's not even going to be there for the draft on Saturday. He's going to be there for the first round. Wait a minute. He's the coach. The first round, I don't think, is the critical thing of saying, yeah, that's my type of player, yes or no. You know that in advance. I mean, you can say that in advance. When you get to these rounds, the other rounds, you don't know who slides there, who might be there. And he's not going to be there in the room with them. He said he might be on by phone. Suddenly he needs counseling.
They might take Carson Beck without him.
Yeah, right. It might be his wife saying, yo, buddy, that's it. And should I say this? Yes, I'll say it. In my estimation, all right, being the wife is more attractive than the other woman. I'm telling you simply.
Vrabel's wife.
Vrabel's wife is more attractive than the other, or at least equal. And I'm not a blondes guy. So, you know, me saying that is pretty objective. And I say that to say, then, why do you get caught up in it? No, I realize it's not always just attractiveness. But, and that shouldn't matter. You're married. That's the person you want to be with.
Right.
But even on that level, it's a stunner. It just says the forces that, you know, get into this are pretty strong of other things, I guess. All right, Michael in Wilmington. Hey, Michael, you always come up at the hot potato time. What do you say today?
Hey, Tom. Well, I have to say, I mean, I heard that. So when I heard he was going to counseling, I'm like, well, there it is. You know, he had a kind of a bogus press release at that press report you played. But then when I heard before you even said that, because I heard that this morning, he's going to therapy or counseling. I'm like, there you go. That's kind of the dagger in the heart there.
And doing it during the NFL draft. I mean, you know,
of all times. And I mean, I know he's trying to set a good example now, like he's trying to act like the bigger man for the team, like he said. But that's the ultimate dagger. Like I got to go to counseling. I need help.
Well, you know what? I would put it this way. I get it of trying to show this is all out, even on a Saturday. I'm going to counseling. I think your first duty here, though, just because you screwed up, your first duty, they're paying you millions of dollars, is to do that and then go to counseling immediately afterward. I'm amazed at that.
I am as well. And I somehow, I guess, Robert Kraft, because running with stuff, I guess he's okay with it because I was just thinking, like, the owner didn't say anything, and he's had his own issues with that massage parlor back in the day. So I was like, well, I guess he's okay with Vrabel. I'm like, it's odd to me. It's very, very odd. So
Yeah, definitely. Particularly, this is the most stress, the toughest type of thing, to make decisions that, by and large, no matter how well you coach and all, is going to determine the future of billion-dollar enterprises. It's amazing.
It is, especially for these drafts. I mean, there's a lot of tremendous players. And considering the amazing year that the Patriots had going from last to the Super Bowl, it is shocking he's not going to be there. It really is.
Well, look, Michael, one other point I'd say on this, too, and you can chime in or not. It just occurred to me. look, to appreciate NFL football, and look, I am as competitive as sports, etc., you got to do two things if you're a conservative. You got to buy into the draft is okay. I have a lot of trouble with that. And two, we know about CTE. And I guess I comfort myself by saying that players know about that now, 30% of them plus. That'll be a problem. When it was 20 years ago and they didn't know, that's pretty tough. Now they know. And if they want to do it for the upside that's there, then I guess I can comfort it by that when I watch.
Oh, man, that's, oh, God.
It's an inconvenient thing, yes. I got in on Talk Radio 1210 a few years back in a debate with somebody over that. I mean, it's on the air inside. It was not pretty. And I think about it. I saw the film. I believe it's a real thing. There's no doubt. But they do know. And if they want to play, well, they have full knowledge, I think, now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, just to chime in real quick, I do believe it's a real thing. I think it's always been a real thing. I don't know if the NFL has somewhat covered it up. I don't know sometimes if they have been late to the game, Dom, with some technology that could have been used in a lot of equipment, especially in helmets, to have prevented a lot of this. This has been known for a long time. I don't know what their overall plan has been.
Look,
but
I think
like
they're trying to do that, but the problem is this. The guys today are bigger, but more importantly, they're incredibly faster. You look at those old football films, you know, and today, the speed of that is just, and that's going to result in a lot of collision. That's, I don't know how guys play 10 years, you know, from what I've seen, been around. It's that difficult.
I don't either. Yeah, I don't either. I think that's a great point. Still enjoy watching. I know the NFL has taken a lot of steps, as you know, to limit, you know, helmet to helmet contact as much as possible to take away from the violence, but it's still a violent sport. It's always going to be a real physical game, especially in the trenches. It is just brutal.
Yeah.
The abuse these guys take.
What's your side?
Let me just quickly get to my side, Dom. Appreciate the time as always. My side is the, these are villains of the road. These are the worst people driving 10 to 15 miles under the speed limit, making heck on earth, everyone. These are the Sunday drivers that everyone cannot stand. They're cramming the left lanes. They're taking forever to make turns. They ruin everyone's, whether you're on a date, appointment, baseball game, trying to get somewhere. The Sunday drivers are the worst villains ever. That's my side.
Absolutely. Particularly if they have that bumper sticker, I may be slow, but I'm in front of you, or whatever it says. They have one of those.
I don't know if it's a good thing or it's a bad thing that they're self-aware that they stink.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
If you know, then get better. Like, what are you doing? Why are you holding this? Get out of the left lane.
Right. Hand. Yeah. Why? Do you think that's going to make it easier? We're not going to go wilder? Yeah.
Still going to flip you off.
Then there's those people that drive with both feet. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I didn't make a bumper sticker for that.
I drive with both feet. I'm safer. That set Dan off more than almost anything over the years. That was
it
fun.
Is. Yeah, I mean, unless you're driving a stick shift, it's...
Yeah. Okay.
I'll give you props there, but you're driving an automatic.
No,
right?
It's automatic. Yeah, the stick shift stuff to me, too much work. I admire people that can do that, but oh, God.
It's a dying art.
Yeah, it is. You know, the other day, the tire incident I had over the weekend, I started to change it and realized when the guy came out with the drill and all that and gave up, we're stuck. A better guy came out, though. Thank you, 3A's, in the end. More on that front someday. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. Today we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Portland Sea Dogs at First Energy Stadium in Reading, PA on Wednesday, June 10th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
Dom, today we have been asking for villains on the side question, all-time villains.
Right.
So, and throughout the show, I've been playing theme songs of villains from movies and such. Right now, I'm going to give you a villain, except it's not going to be his theme song. It's going to be him singing.
And
as you can imagine, this is coming from a Disney movie. So I'm going to play you a Disney villain singing. I either want the name of the villain or the movie. And in this movie, this guy is considered maybe one of the worst as far as Disney villains go. I mean, right at the beginning of the movie, he kills a woman. kills a woman.
Wow, yeah.
Kills a woman, about to throw the baby in the river when someone's like, dude, come on, you just killed a woman. You can't throw the baby in the river, too. So he's like, fine, I'll keep it. I'll raise it as my own, I guess. I don't want to give too much more away about the plot, but after that baby grows up, this villain is hell-bent on genociding a certain people that live within the city this film takes place in. So I want to know this genocidal maniac from a Disney movie, singing one of the most iconic, I guess, villain theme songs from a Disney movie. Want to know the name of this person from the Disney's 34th animated film. Want the name of this Disney villain or the movie in which this song comes from.
All right, fire away. Get in here quickly now. Get those tickets. Coming up to a product that is really being harmed by all that's going on with the boycott and supply lines in Iraq that you will not believe. It's not oil. It's something else important. And it's kind of funny that this is happening. 855-839-1210.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
You're Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, we get into Disney villains today. Tell us the movie or the character. Here's how it sounded.
A little too selfish or righteous villain from the 34th. Animated Disney movie.
I sniff out Laura's got expertise, Disney expertise here. This ought to be a layup in Westchester. Hey, Laura, what's your answer?
Oh, you give me so much credit, but I think I'm wrong. Les Miserables.
Oh, no!
I don't know how Les Miserables had a character like that. Yeah, it strikes me as more of a rom-com Disney, but okay. Carl in Allentown. Carl, what's yours?
Benjamin Netanyahu. Come on, man.
Oh,
hold on. Wait a minute. No. Don't buzz me out yet.
Go ahead.
You had them smashing Jesus in Lebanon.
What kind of maniac comes on here? Hey, Carl. We're talking Disney now. The guy got put in jail for 30 days. Okay? Go back to your left-wing powwow over there. Let's go to John in Delaware. John, what's your answer?
It's Hunchback in Notre Dame.
Thank you.
All right, that fits. Yeah, definitely. I'll put you on hold. John, thank you very much. You're the winner today. All right, good pick there by Henry. All right, a development here, and I may get into it in more detail tomorrow. And again, Libs of TikTok has it up. I don't know, the Philadelphia Inquirer and others are going to talk about what Democrats are still up to, but the state Senate now voted on the Fairness of Women's Sports Act, right? No males, female sports, etc. And the vote was 30-17 for Democrats. Four. Henry, if you can Google it. I was trying to Google. I just saw it on Twitter. I'd like to know the names of the Democrat senators, if any are. One might be Tina Tartaglione. Maybe. I think they'd come on. And three of these people. Are you with me? If we send you there, you can't be not voting, okay? You can't say, I'm not voting. I don't care what you do. I'm not taking a stand on this. Every time you don't vote, we take away, a quarter of your salary. How about that? So you had three cowards, I think Democrats, who didn't vote. 30. Four Democrats voted for this, the Fairness in Women's Sports Act in the Senate. And Libs of TikTok says, rightfully so, now it goes to the House. The problem is they won't allow it to be voted on. This is the madness of it. Because they know upwards, I'm told, of 10 or 15 Democrats are going to vote for it and say, Yes. Now, we had a guy call the other day. The guy was the Hubert Humphrey Democrat. Why do you guys keep on bringing this up? Well, this is pretty simple. It's pretty existential. Why do you keep on defending this? Common sense says men and women are different. No way this should happen. But enough Democrats force the other Democrats to say, uh-oh, I can't do anything about it. I can't go along with this. So the numbers keep on going up. The vibe is out there. 30-17 in the Senate, and three, for whatever reason, voted to say, I'm not going to vote. I don't know why historically we put up with it. What's the rationale of saying, now, if you say, I have a conflict of interest, then we can investigate that. Do you truly have a conflict of interest? Why you can't vote on this and you must out yourself? You have a direct financial connection or something. You know, it's a relative of yours extended. But you got to prove that, don't you? You just can't say, I'm not voting. You can't make me vote on this. You're worse than the people on the other side. Your cowardice is amazing. Why does this continue to go along? Because they won't give it up. And to the credit of the Republicans in Harrisburg, led by the president pro tempore, they're not giving it up either. And you got to keep on voting on this and voting on it. And you got to come up with millions of dollars and run these ads during the midterms. Remember, if we lose the governor's race, they already have the House. And if we lose the Senate, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's an outside possibility. Pennsylvania will join those other states that say, and that's 19 electoral votes, those electoral votes will go to whoever wins the popular vote, not whoever wins Pennsylvania in the presidential race in 2028. This is what they're up to. And I know a lot of you are counting on the Supreme Court. I never count on anything. I want to win when I can win, not count on the Supreme Court to stop them, because I don't know if that'll happen or not. Henry, you see anything on those? That
I believe this is the vote in front of me. It's 50 people, right?
Let's see, 47. Yes, 50.
Okay, and what did you want to know about it?
Yeah, who were the Democrat senators that voted with the Republicans to say, no, you can't have males and female sports?
That voted with the Republicans
There were four, according to those.
Senator Lisa Buscola.
Ah, okay. She's relative area, I think.
Senator Marty Flynn.
Don't know him, okay. Not Tartaglione, yeah.
Senator Nick Miller.
Okay.
And Senator Christine Tartaglione.
There we go. All right, contact her. Maybe she'll come on tomorrow. Look, she's a Democrat. Her mom was the woman who would chain smoke and say outrageous things in Philadelphia commissioners, if you remember. Infamous. But she gets it that she's lower northeast, that people there, I'd love to talk with her about it. And Henry, do you see the three who didn't vote?
Yes.
All right. Who are they?
So it was Senator Patty Kim.
Ugh, a nutbag. Yeah.
Senator James Malone.
Right.
And Senator Tracy Pennycook.
You know what? We may have to invite. Look, I'm not pulling any punches here. I don't know the reason why she wouldn't vote. You know, I don't know what it is. Let's ask her office. I like her a lot. But if she wouldn't vote because she doesn't want to, I don't care. Is Patty Kim a Republican or Democrat? I thought she was
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay.
District 15.
Yeah, a bit of a nutbag. All right, so Tina Tartaglione, nice work. We'll see if we get you on. In other words, they're making progress on the Senate level. And on the House level, why is this so important? Well, why is it so important to them? Why must they defend what is an obvious thing? Is it that they don't want to recognize that men and women are different? Is it because they're afraid of the mob of trans supporters here in some way, shape, or form who make life miserable for them? Is it that they're just that crazy? And I'm not even doing the whole, see, I don't get involved in the bathroom thing because it gets into other stuff I am so enraged every time I think about it. If I had a daughter competing her heart out, and one of the greatest things that's happened to women, female sports, and they have to deal with this. And then you hear the argument, well, it's kind of rare. Okay, then, just say they can't do it. They won't do it. They want to fight on this. They're crazed. And if we don't use this, and we have Greg Rothman on the MARP, and he's with the PIAA, I'm going to ask him about it. How many millions of dollars do you have? I would raise any amount of money and run ad after ad after ad. Trump did it. He didn't spend enough. He spent $40 million in 2024. I would have spent $400 million if I had it, or I'd get it. We will beat them every time on this, because people that are reluctant voters, they go, wow, who's on that side? They want boys in female sports? Yeah, Democrats. That's it. Remember Hassan Piker when he comes to town this week. Ask a few dog questions. How does he feel about dogs? All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to you. More calls coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What are you taking? A text from Guy Shiraki. That's his villain on Twitter right now, Henry. Yeah, he's got that one down. Yes. All right. One, Paul Miller on Twitter. A villain who got his way was Percy from the Green Mile. He was such a weasel, he should have been head of the DNC. Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah. All right. Bill in... Tom of Rosemont does not have a soccer, the head of FIFA, as the villain, right? I'm just checking. I thought he might go with that. Yeah. Bill.
Should.
Yeah, he should. He should. There you go. Let's go to Bill in Bucks. Hi, Bill. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon there, Dom. Glad to be on the radio again. And I did want to mention before I get to the side question was there's a major primary challenge out here. As I mentioned before to you, there are 33 total candidates here for state committee seeking 18 seats.
Right.
So
wait a minute. In Bucks County, you mean?
Yes, in Bucks County. Well, in Bucks County. Now, we got two more seats because we got almost 10,000 more registered Republican voters
now. I am highly invested, as you know, in this state committee stuff because you got Presler in Beaver County and you have Alante McCauley if the gendarmes don't cart him away. Over here in Philadelphia, yeah.
Right. So now there are 18 candidates running on the established party, and there are 15 candidates running on the conservative reform wing of the Republican Party.
Yeah. I know there's quite a split there in Bucks County with that, yeah.
There are two Republican parties in Bucks County, yes.
Well, it's all good to me if that intensifies to the point we agree on. This is something to come out and vote for. If you don't do this, then you don't get it, how important this is.
Well, I have my mail-in ballot, so I'll be returning it shortly.
Okay.
So, very good. So, we'll see how that happens. That could make a big difference if that changes the balance of power here in Bucks County, of course.
You know what? I have to say, honestly.
I'm talking about leadership.
I'm up in the air about it. I get sometimes upset with the establishment there. But some of
We've been losing the last two major ones, you know.
Yeah, there's some on the the party over there that are out there are too far out there. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, I know.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see how that goes, and I'll be there because I am going to work Election Day. So
okay.
I'll find out early on what's happening.
Okay. There. Bill, what's your side?
My side is from the movie 1991, Silence of the Lambs. Jodie Foster was in it. And Sir Anthony Hopkins was in it, and he played Hannibal Lecter.
Thank you, Bill.
Nice sound effects.
nicely played. The Earl's got one in the weeds, but a real... Oh, Joe, on brand today, too. I'm just telling you, that's so on brand from him. Joe, yesterday we did look up the full quote. I choked on it, too, with John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
We almost did that as a side today. I still have that in my back pocket, but I really like these villains.
Tyrannus.
And when you see this guy drafted in the second, third, or fourth round, whatever he is, this quarterback, I think he gets booed by the whoever the town that he's going to. It'll be interesting if they don't like it. I think he is a villain.
He is a villain, but yeah. I don't think he's going to get the run time to really become one.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Phil in Delaware. Hey, Phil, what do you have here?
Hey, good afternoon and happy new year from Long Island.
Ah, great.
Hey, I got an offer for you. I want to shake council up in Philadelphia. What if you were to show up? Would they give you 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
They would give me 10 seconds, and the gendarmes are. I'm thinking about it next week with Alante, just as a show up support at City Hall and just to be eyeballing the ones that I know.
Well, I'll make you a deal. If you want to go, I'll rent a limo and I'll drive you guys.
Oh,
I'll take off work.
Wow. I want to go on video.
That is, can you imagine Alante pulling up out of a limo in front of City Hall with the.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Put a press release out that you're heading in, and you'll be able to get back to work because you won't have to worry about parking or anything.
All right, Phil, that is a great offer. Man, this is quite a coalition. What's your side today, Phil?
Well, the best, the only one, when I think of villains, it's the movie Misery with Kathy Bates. I mean, there's nothing more despicable and treacherous than her holding him hostage while he wrote a book for her.
Absolutely. Thank you, Phil. That's a good one because it's like a fan, too. And the demented side of that is very villainous. All right. I think Earl's got a great one, Joe. Tom of Rosemont coming up and others. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. By the way, the product that has increased by 30% due to Iranian war supply issues, condoms.
Oh.
Are people going to be using that? It's pretty tough right now. I couldn't find any condoms. Is that going to be an excuse? Just saying. I don't know. And Mike Vrabel, I see this report, may have to take a paternity test. Now, this has gotten into stuff.
Oh, wow. This is going to be.
But
this is too public.
I think the NFL is weighing, look, this guy can really coach, so what? Ultimately, that's what it'll come down to. You're not going to see New England people going after him. They put up with Belichick. Not that he was doing this, but I mean, well, Belichick's girlfriend, which is worse. That's worse, I think. I have to say, my God.
I don't know about that, but
oh goodness,
she's bad. But this is also bad.
She's in Meghan Markle country.
She's toned down lately.
I think she had the message to shut up. Yeah. Now nobody's in Yoko Ono giving her resume, but Meghan Markle might be worse right now. Just she hasn't had the destructive. You break up the Beatles though. That's all time.
Oh, absolutely.
She's trying to break up the royal family, and she succeeded.
Sort of. Yeah, we don't need this crap.
Yeah. 855 839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. All-time villain today coming off this quarterback for Miami. That was his draft profile. Well, he'll be a villain. The Earl of Tacconi on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Earl, what's yours today?
Hi, Dom. I was going to say Yoko Ono, but I decided I'm going to go a little outside the box, and I'm going to go cost-benefit analysis lawyer. Now, for those who don't know what that is, a cost-benefit analysis is where a defect or a flaw is found in a product, and they determine that it's cheaper to pay for people being injured or killed than it is to actually fix the problem. It happened with the Ford Pinto. It happened with McDonald's. They knew that the lids came off and the lady got burned. Even the Remington 700 rifle, the gun would discharge when you took the safety off. In fact, I almost got killed by a Remington 700 because of that. But they'd rather pay out for people getting injured or killed than actually fix it.
Yeah, the Pinto is the one I thought you were going to go with. That's, yeah, if true, that they actually have lawyers that engage in this and tell the company, all right, we'll just pay that out versus having, oh, man. That's an excellent villain.
They probably get paid a fortune to do it.
By the way, the Hassan Piker Philadelphia Inquirer, as he comes to town, is out there defending very calmly and very clearly the 2024 killing by Mangione of the healthcare executive. And I bet standing ovation over in Mount Airy. I bet if he says it there, those people would say, yes, that's exactly right. Now, let's tell you about nonviolence. I'm telling you, when this guy comes here this week, I'm unclear. I think the average listener vaguely has heard about this. But the Democrats really have a death wish here politically, consorting with this guy. Yeah, I know in Michigan, he's gotten this one maniac Islamist to jump 10 points in the polls. But that's in Dearborn and places like that. We'll see here. How do you ally and pump up a guy that thinks this is the big time to bring this guy in to do a stream with him or a podcast, whatever you want to call it? And now out there justifying that CEO murder, Philadelphia Inquirer. But you know me, I wouldn't go with that first. Now I want to know about the dog. See if this plays out this week, if there are questions on that over in Mount Airy. Lance in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, by the way, as others have gone down with an easing of things in Iran, I've seen some places under 4 hours. Over that Sunoco on the way to the Lincoln Drive is still at 459 and 9/10.
Well, I told you why. Because he knows as you go into West Mount Airy, it's pricey and mm-hmm. people have money. You see the nicer cars. You see the nicer SUVs. Yeah. And it's going to cost more to fill up. But they don't care.
Yeah,
same as the Shell on Germantown Avenue. They don't care.
They had to put a sign up. Come here, you dopes. You don't care. We could put anything. I would tempted to put up $6 a gallon over there in the Shell and Chestnut Hill. Hey, oh, where do we fill up? Let's go. Yeah.
Well, if you put $6, now they're really going to feel privileged.
What do you have?
You can't afford this.
What do you have, Lance?
Hey, Dom, this agency is so villainous. It may Count Dracula start driving an Uber. It's the IRS. Listen, he has to ask for blood over the phone.
You trumped me. I had the Philadelphia Parking Authority. The IRS is another step up. Let's go to Joe in Exton. Hey, Joe, what's yours today?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
My all-time evil person is King Herod, who, after learning from the wise men that a king is about to be born, orders the slaughter of newborns, which prompts Joseph and Mary to flee Jerusalem and seek refuge in Bethlehem, where Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, is born. I-N-R-I.
Thank you, Joe, as always.
Deep and on brand.
Completely on brand. Come back from yesterday. Tom in Rosemont. Do we have a soccer villain from you, Tom?
Tom, they're all the villains.
There you go.
I branch out. I hate 31 NFL teams, too.
Okay.
So here's my villain. It's not a human. It's a rat, Tom. A rat in the movie Ben. Ben is the leader of a group of other rats who kill people that bother a lonely, sad boy. And there's also a theme song in the movie by Michael Jackson. So he's sort of a villain, but like an anti-hero villain rat.
By the way, did you see at Wrigley Field that rat walking on the side of the field right by the Phillies dugout, et cetera, the other night? Mm-hmm. And nobody did anything. It's a rat. What are we doing here?
No one's ground crew's not touching that player.
Yeah,
so
right.
Aren't.
Yeah.
Well, the way they're playing, they deserve a couple rats.
All right, Chef Dave. Dave, sorry, we got about 30 seconds. What's yours? Dave? Ah, yeah, Jack Tatum. Okay, Kirk, yep. What did you think?
I'm going to go with Michael from Wilmington with the Sunday Drivers.
That was a really captured the spirit of it in a lot of ways. Tough one to beat. Henry, what about yours?
Yeah, I second Michael's answer. I also would like to highlight Earl's with the cost-benefit analysis lawyer. and Lance in South Philly with the IRS.
Oh, God. Let's go around one more time. What can you live with, Kirk, out of those three?
I'm still going with Michael.
You're sticking with Michael.
I'm sticking with Michael.
All right, Henry,
yep.
How about you? What's your number one?
It's really hard to go against Michael on this one because I hate those drivers.
All right, let's go with Michael, even though it was those other two. My goodness. Brilliant stuff. We might do the job. I'm headed off to the Jug Handle Inn tonight.
Nice.
With a bunch of listeners and Dawn, I think, and Nick and Greg and Rich Cioli, celebrating with them the Radiothon people who bid. Might do the Jersey thing. Just the idea of a Jug Handle Inn. Is it really on a jug handle? I got to see. That would be truth in advertising. And I hear they have great wings and other things. So full report tomorrow. We got some great guests coming up. And just one note, I'm thinking with State Senator Penny Cook, maybe she was ill. Couldn't vote today. We'll find out. I don't think she would avoid a vote on this. I just want it to be clear. But way to go, Senator Tina Tartaglione, Northeast Philadelphia. That's exactly the right vote. The afternoon show is next. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.